Ken H. Johnson works in the Hollow School of Real Estate at Florida International University. He says Democratic leadership in Washington has put in place several programs that softened the housing market's fall.
Housing in South Florida was not at its most affordable level. It now is. The market should provide the solution rather than some government-issued solution.
Johnson says the recovery is going to rely now on consumers taking advantage of low interest rates and buying again. But potential homeowners first need access to financing before they can buy. Neighborhood Housing Services of South Florida Chief Operating Officer Leanne Robinson says the Dodd-Frank bill, which was passed to better protect consumers, is currently hurting the housing recovery.
Most of the banks are not able to move forward until the regulation is fully vetted, fully described, fully outlined as far as what their responsibilities are, and right now it's just too unknown. And in general, it has made lending much more difficult, much less lucrative, and much harder.
Robinson says she would like to see the government offer incentives for banks to loan more to people who want to buy a home for themselves.
Those properties are now currently being scooped up by investors, so the owner-occupants don't have a chance. The investors are buying for pennies on the dollar, whereas the owner-occupants would buy at market price, and those properties would be more stable because the home buyers would stay in those homes for a longer period of time.
Florida has the highest rate of foreclosures in the country right now, according to numbers released earlier this month by RealtyTrack. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.